The fast-track High Court in Accra has fixed October 3rd for its ruling on an interlocutory injunction brought against the NPP in relation to its October 18th presidential primaries. The action was commenced by two people who claim to be registered members of the party on grounds that the set date violates the party's constitution. The plaintiffs, Rex Fodeji Frimpong and Opong Chichiku, contend that the time is too short to allow the other candidates, Alan Tremanting and Adeyi Nimo, to effectively reach out to the more than 140,000 delegates who will be voting across the country. They are thus, by their action, seeking an order restraining the MPP from holding the presidential primary slated for the 18th of next month. The two propose that the said elections be held on a date in December this year. Here's a report by Amasawa Bidiakum.
Addressing the court presided over by Justice Mustafa Habib Logo, counsel for the plaintiff, Eric Atieku, said the action follows an earlier petition to the national chairman of the MPP, which was ignored. He said his clients are in court to seek justice, as well as the interpretation of the party's constitution, which is the spirit of its members. He argued that the party's constitution is what holds its members, and thus it is expected that provisions of the constitution are judiciously adhered to, as any breach of the constitution is likely to plunge the party into disintegration. Mr. Atieku, arguing in support of the motion, said the plaintiffs will suffer hardships if the primary goes on as scheduled, but failed to establish what consequences will be suffered. A member of the MPP's legal team, Godfred Yeboah Dami, in opposing the application, said the October 18 primary election for flag bearership is the culmination of the process that started on June 14 this year. He explained that in Article 12 of the MPP's constitution, when the number of delegates exceeds 5, an initial process is held to reduce the number, and the August 8 Super Delegates Congress took care of that. He challenged the capacity of the plaintiffs to initiate the process, noting that the two have woefully failed to demonstrate their membership to the court, although they claim to bear MPP cards. He argued that both men claiming to be members of the MPP should, as a matter of procedure, resort to the scheme of internal resolution. Ms. Yeboah Dami said they should have addressed their grievance to the National Executive Committee, which has such responsibilities as resolution of grievances and issues relating to the party's constitution. He described the action by Ejay Frimpong and Opong Chichiku as totally premature and unwarranted, noting that the two also failed to show if they are delegates. He urged the court not to uphold the application as it is incompetent and does not speak to the issues the plaintiffs intended to raise, hence inadequate.